story this half hour from the KZSE newsroom. The legal team representing local company Hello Alice has filed a motion to dismiss an unlawful discrimination case against them filed by a man in Ohio. Hello Alice was assisting with facilitating small business grants for black-owned businesses from various companies when Nathan Roberts, a white business owner, filed suit. The new motion also requests the suit be transferred to the Northern District of California if it were to move forward. Sonoma County Ag and Open Space has announced the purchase of the Chancellor Ranch along the coast off of Highway 1 near Bodega Bay. The 378-acre property was acquired for $5.5 million. Sonoma County Regional Parks will manage the property. The ranch is rich in natural, scenic, and recreational resources and had been eyed for conservation for decades. The 101-year-old man who drove away from his home on Monday has now been found. No details were released about where he was found or his condition, but the search for William Gunther is now over. Santa Rosa police thank everyone for their assistance in looking for Mr. Gunther. Two teenagers in 2 weeks were killed in accidents while attempting to ride on top of BART trains that were moving before falling to their deaths. The very risky behavior has been seen on social media lately. One boy was 15 years old. The other, 19-year-old Daniel Baron, died on January 29th near the Balboa Park BART station. The U.S. House has voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. It's the first impeachment of a sitting cabinet member in 150 years. Now, House managers will send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which has the sole power under the Constitution to hold a trial that would lead to a conviction and removal from office. However, that prospect is highly unlikely. Thousands of U.S. ride-hailing workers plan to park their cars today and picket at major U.S. airports in what organizers say is their largest strike yet. Drivers want better pay and benefits. Uber and Lyft drivers plan day-long strikes today in Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Miami, and select other cities across the U.S. Well, it is now time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. So far, so good. No stalls, accidents, or delays to report, but we do have light rain being reported across the county, so do slow down just a little bit. Roadways are wet. Our KZST News Time is now 6:03.
There are a few different definitions of the word comfortable. One refers to the way you feel when you're relaxing on furniture that feels so good you never want to get out of it. Another definition refers to financial security. And both of these definitions apply to what's going on this weekend at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. In other words, it's a huge sale, like crazy huge. They're marking down all kinds of great-looking Lazy Boy sofas, chairs, sectionals. Many, many dollars are about to be saved by someone. Why shouldn't that someone be you? Of course, you do have to get over to the Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries pretty fast to get the deals, since the sale is for a limited time. And if the phrase, hurry in now, challenges your definition of comfort, well, what can I tell you? Wear your sweats. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Save on a huge in-stock selection of quality Lazy Boy furniture with up to an extra 20% off and 0% financing for 3 years with qualified purchase and approved credit. Going on now at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries on Santa Rosa Avenue.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, clip your digital offer to get large packs of 3 or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for just $2.77 a pound, limit 2 packs. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
Wilco's Farm Show Day sale is here with savings every week in February. Visit farmstore.com to see when each department's discounts go live and get ready to save all month long during Farm Show Days only at Wilco.
From the community calendar, enjoy all the crab you can eat at the Sebastopol Masonic Center Crab Feed on Saturday, February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $70 for adults, $35 for kids. In sports, the Warriors take on the Clippers at home tonight. And in local high school basketball, the Montgomery boys team has finished the regular season as the number one ranked team at 25-3, followed by number two, Cardinal Newman. On the girls' side, it was the Cardinal Newman team finishing at number one with a record of 26-2, and Maria Carrillo at number two. Your forecast, cloudy with rain today, heaviest around midday through the afternoon, wind gusting to about 25 miles an hour. We are expecting a quarter inch to maybe nearing an inch from this storm. Not too bad. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a chance of a scattered shower early, then drying out. Lows in the 40s. Dry on Thursday and Friday with upper 50s and low 60s. A lot more rain over the weekend with two stronger storms. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. He did the right thing. Would you be brave enough to call the cops on yourself? An emergency dispatcher in England received an unusual call just before noon on Monday when a motorist reported he was driving drunk and said he doesn't know what he's doing. When officers arrived, the 52-year-old man was in a van on the side of the roadway. A breath test revealed he was three times over the legal limit. He was arrested and held in custody, eventually released after being charged on Tuesday with drunken driving. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be if you can't be right. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. For me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma f*** it up. Ain't no way that I can leave you stranded, 'cause you ain't never left me empty-handed. And you know that I can't live without you. So baby, stay. Oh, 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 oh. I'd be if you can't be right here. I'll do the same thing I told you that I never. I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. Oh, I need you to stay.
Sonoma County's KZST, good Wednesday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now on this Valentine's Day, I bring you a new sleep study that shows 29% of Americans sleep naked. So 71% wear clothes to bed, whether or not. Well, whether you sleep in your birthday suit, Sleep City, the fabulous local mattress company, does not care. What owner Mark Thomas cares about is that you get a top-notch, comfy, and affordable mattress to enhance sleeping and overall health with or without clothes. And now is the perfect time to visit a Sleep City store, the big President's Day sale. Mark opened his first Sleep City store in Santa Rosa decades ago, and they now have five locations still locally owned and operated. Sleep City offers all the top brands. Back to that President's Day sale. Well, it's happening as we speak. Check it out. Save up to $1,000. $1,000 off select adjustable sets from Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Heirloom, and King Coil. And I have the Posh & Lavish mattress, and what a great name, right? Huge savings on this one, too. It is unbelievable. I can attest it's an all-natural latex mattress that does not sleep hot. Again, key for me, if you sleep hot, you know what I mean. And it works. Plus, I understand the Posh & Lavish works the best on an adjustable base. Check out Sleep City today for its impressive President's Day sale. Head over to a Sleep City store near you, or you can go online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
Chris Rogers is the local choice to be our voice in Sacramento. While other candidates may have moved here to run for office, Chris Rogers was born here. He's starting his family here with his wife, Sarah, a local nurse. When the Tubbs fire devastated our community, Chris Rogers worked night and day to make sure our families were safe and that we could rebuild and return home. Chris Rogers held PG&E accountable and will continue to lead on lowering our insurance rates. Chris knows our local issues and works hard for us. That's why he's endorsed by Senator Mike McGuire, Congressman Mike Thompson, the Sierra Club, and hundreds of local elected and community leaders. As our next assembly member, Chris will always work hard for us. Join us and vote Chris Rogers on or before March 5th.
Learn more at chrisrogersforassembly.com. Paid for by Chris Rogers for Assembly 2024.
A podiatrist will tell you about your feet. An orthopedist will tell you about your bones. A physical therapist will analyze your gait. A psychologist will help you manage your anxiety. But what if they're all connected? What if your walk affects your hip alignment and the loss of movement affects your mental health? At Kaiser Permanente, we know the body is connected in unseen ways. That's why our doctors work together to care for all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
KZST. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny.
She said, ooh, shut up and dance with me. what does being in love sound like?
It's Valentine's, baby.
Sounds like this.
It must be
the heartbeat of the wine country. KZST.
KZST, it is 619, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and on this day of love and romance, we can also call it a day of procrastination. A new survey says nearly half of the U.S., half the people in Sonoma County wait until the last minute to buy flowers, candy, cards, even dinner reservations. Walmart says 75% of Valentine's sales happen the 13th and 14th. Open Table says 30% make reservations the day before, while 18% make them on the holiday itself. So today.
Tripping off me before I even knew her name, la, la, la.
the sunrise. Her body fit right in my hands. La la la. It felt like oh la la la. Yeah. I love it when you call me.
Point one KZST. Welcome to your Valentine's Day Wednesday here in the California wine country. It's 6:23, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
The 2024 presidential primary election is almost here, and the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters' Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail, or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
Lent is right around the corner, and your neighborhood grocery outlet invites you to stop by for these amazing deals. Serve up a delicious appetizer with Grande Gourmet Tempura Shrimp. 8-ounce packages are just $4.99. That's a savings of up to 45% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, prepare a healthy meal with Pier 33 Premium Select Coho Salmon Portions. Just $8.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to $4 a pound. Offers good through February 20th. Only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Say goodbye to those winter blues with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Freeze Your Bills cash giveaway. Join us every Saturday in January and February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the chance to win a share of $40,000 in cold, hard cash. Plus, things are heating up with 5 hot seat winners every half hour from 10 p.m. to midnight. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, Alexa.
Yeah, Google.
I just found out that on the KZST Morning Show, Debbie will only respond if you say her name first.
OMG. Who does that?
Yeah, who does that?
KZST. Santa Rosa.
Thank you.
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 14th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:29. I'm Brent Helen. Rain through much of the day today. We are currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The last commercial apple processing plant in Sonoma County is calling it quits and moving out of state. Manzana Apple Products of Sebastopol will move to Yakima, Washington by 2025. The company has been in business for over 100 years and employs 180 people who will be given a chance to relocate. Once the dominant region in the country for apples, currently 80% of the apples processed by Manzana and Sebastopol are imported, mostly from Washington. The 58-foot Aleutian Storm remains stuck on Salmon Creek Beach after three unsuccessful attempts to pull it back out into the ocean. Crews spent the day yesterday offloading much of the 1,500 gallons of fuel on board. The boat has also taken on water from crashing waves, and that's added to its weight and inability to move. Once more fuel and water is removed, another rescue attempt can be made. The skeletal remains of a body found 29 years ago have been identified as a Vallejo woman, according to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department.